the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospixGaragePunkRadio.
Way down low?
Those are the words. It's a hump song.
It's a hump song.
When you hump, it's not humping.
Oh, get off.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here, another episode produced in the Retrospect remote recording studio at my home, so please bear with me as the sound quality is not quite the same as the studio, but this is Retrospect episode 410. Thank you so much for joining me. We got it underway with the original recording of Lue Lue, as done by Richard Berry, the writer of the song, with his band The Pharaohs, 1957. So why start with a track from 1957? Well, this weekend just gone, April 11th, Richard Berry's birthday, celebrated internationally as International Lue Lue Day. Now, I know there are several variations on that. This is the recognized International Lue Lue Day. So this episode, believe it or not, is entirely Lue Lue related. But bear with me, a few surprises. And there are so many versions of Lue Lue, certainly over 2,000 and counting, according to online Lue Lue experts. So we're going to include a few of those, also some sort of response tracks to Lue Lue. So the definitive version would be by the Kingsmen, but we're going to get back into it with one from Rockin' Robin Roberts, a 1961 recording, so predates the Kingsmen's version. Rockin' Robin Roberts was Lawrence Fool Roberts, the second American singer, best known for his performances in the early 60s with the Wailers out of Tacoma, Washington. So they recorded Lue Lue in 1960, although for contractual reasons it was released under Rockin' Robin Roberts' name on a new record label established by the band called Etiquette Records. As a side note, Robin Roberts tragically killed in a head-on automobile accident after leaving a party December 22nd, 1967. So this is Rockin' Robin Roberts' version of Lue Lue.
Lue Lue, it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Listen. I take her parking all alone. She's never a gal I lead home.
They're not the words. Have it your way.
Oh, it's about dancing. The song is a dance. Louie Louie is a dance. Do the Louie Louie.
Are you the only guy in the world who has never heard these lyrics?
Michael in Memphis, Tennessee, and I cannot wait each week to listen to Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Thank you.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 410, and we are looking at Lue Lue. So we had Rockin' Robin Roberts with the 1960 recording of Lue Lue, followed by the definitive version from the Kingsmen at a Portland, Oregon, 1963 recording, number 2 on the Billboard chart for 6 weeks. And it was that version that was banned by the CIA. Supposedly crude, the lyrics. The governor of Indiana banned the record and Michigan was considering it also. The lyrics are so filthy that I cannot enclose them in this letter, one dad wrote to the then US Attorney General Robert Kennedy in 1964. So the Kingsmen's definitive version of Lue Lue, then wrapping the set, Jack Eli and the Court Men. Jack Eli, American guitarist and singer, he in fact sang the Kingsmen's version of Lue Lue. Before it became a hit though, Eli left the group and began playing with a new band called the Courtmen. The song became a runaway hit. Jack Eli tried to get his way back into the band. They weren't having a bar of that, so things became complicated because Eli started touring around the country as Jack Eli and the Kingsmen, while the Kingsmen performed on TV shows with a stand-in. Legal action ensued. Jack was forbidden to use the name Jack Eli and the Kingsmen, renamed his group Jack Eli and the Courtmen, continued to tour until 1967. So this one, a 1966 release from Jack Eli and the Courtmen. Lue Lue 66, the A-side, David's Mood, the B-side. So three subtly different versions of Lue Lue.
Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Yeah!
Well, Lue Lue inspired a number of spin-off tracks, including a song, Lue Go Home, written by Paul Revere and Mark Lindsay. Recorded by Paul Revere and the Raiders in 1963, released March 1964. Many, many versions of that song in the 60s, including by The Chambermen, The Coachmen, Jack Eli and The Courtmen also did it, The Fireballs, The Fugitives, The Missing Links and The Mussies. But here's a version by Shades of Grey. From 1966, fairly obscure band, but here is their version of Lue Go Home.
Let the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We'll
three more Lue related tracks. Louie Go Home, top of the set, by Shades of Grey. Then a track called Little Louie by The Customs 5. It is a 45 7-inch single on Task Records, released 1966. The A-side called Let's Go in 69. We had the B-side, Little Louie, from The Customs 5. Then we had The Shy Ones, a May 67 release on Discotech Records out of Ashland, Ohio. These guys are all students at Ashland High School. The track is the B-side to a How Strong My Love Is single, the B-side called 12 Months Later, which is a cover of a song by The Sheep, which is in itself a rip-off of Lue Lue. It's a very cool version by The Shy Ones. 12 Months Later, absolutely, unquestionably based on Lue Lue.
And shall bring America down the way of other nations come. We refuse to know to do right. We refuse to do right.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, it's no retrospect episode without some global garage, so here is a set of international Lue Lue inspired tracks. Getting it underway with Late Players. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook. They're out of France. Release on Polydor Records, 45 RPM 7-inch EP in mono. Four tracks. This one kicked it off. This is Cécité L, their cover of Lue Lue.
Aussi c'était elle. Oh, 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 quelle chance pour mon cœur. Ouais, 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 aussi c'était elle. Moi, je repense au bonheur. Le jour et la nuit, moi je m'ennuie. Elle est tout pour moi, moi je vous le dis. Et j'entends sa voix, c'est merveilleux. Je sens toute sa main dans mes cheveux. Aussi c'était elle. Chance pour mon cœur. Ouais, 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 ouais. Aussi c'était elle. Moi, je repense au bonheur. Comme autrefois, tout ce chagrin ne sera rien pour moi. Et j'imagine déjà les mots à dire pour la garder à nouveau auprès de moi. Comme si c'était elle. Oh, 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 quelle chance pour mon cœur. Ouais, 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 ouais. Oh, si c'était elle. Moi, je repense au bonheur.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
It's a hump song, not humping.
It's about being in love and dancing.
9 to 10, I layer again. See, did you hear that?
Oh my God, it's dirty. It's a dirty song. Oh my God.
International Louis Louis tracks. Si C'était Elle by Les Players out of France, top of the set, released from 1964. Then Los Seafins on a label called Sun Castles out of Argentina. The band themselves, I believe, from Uruguay. 7-inch, 33 1/3 release, which included a cover of Status Quo's Pictures of Matchstick Men. We had the A-side, their cover of Lucy Come Home. That is another one of those Louis Louis response tracks. And wrapping the set, The Flippers out of Sweden, September 65, 7-inch, their version of Louis Louis. That one's on a comp called Pebbles Volume 28, The Continent Lashes Back, European Garage Beat and Psych Rarities, Sweden Part 3, 1988 release on Carousel Records. The original track, though, on a 45, released in Germany 1965, The Flippers on the A-side with Louis Louis, Sonny and Cher on the B-side with a cover of The Letter. So Les Players out of France, Los Seafins out of Uruguay, and The Flippers out of Sweden. And we've got plenty more Louis Louis still to come.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
I find them exciting. There are many things I do like, but some of them I think are insulting to one's intelligence.
Here's a fairly obscure band out of Austin, Texas. They're called The Wig, fronted by Rusty Weir. The Wig, better known, I think, for the track Crackin' Up, but they also covered Louis Louis in 1966. So this is Texas band, The Wig.
By request, by the Kingsman, yeah! I said, Louis Louis, I'll be my family, we ain't gonna go.
Get to heaven, I hope I find some little girl to give me a piece of mind. I want her to hold me all night long. I want her to squeeze me softly while I sing her song. I say, do it, do it. Oh, baby, tell me we gon' go. No, 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 do it. Oh, baby, we gonna, oh, 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 oh.
Shanty? You mean like Yodi Hodi shipping me timbers?
I mean, you don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
There's three more Lue Lue tracks here on Retrospect. The Wig with Lue Lue out of Texas, top of the set. Then Paul Revere and the Raiders, who released a 45 on Columbia, the A-side Lue Lue, the B-side Lue Go Home. That's the track we had from Paul Revere and the Raiders. Then wrapping the set out of Australia, Melbourne band The Pink Figs, formed early 65 when a 16-year-old R&B fanatic called Ross Wilson joined forces with some other schoolboys in a band called The Foves, played mainly the Shadows and the Ventures, like so many bands we focus on. They then became enamoured with the Rolling Stones, the Pretty Things and the Yardbirds. Their first release, their raunchy cover of the Kingsmen's Lue Lue. Number 16 in Melbourne, June 1965. So The Pink Figs, out of Australia. Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Let's take things to a weirder place. This is a 1967 LP on Mercury Records by Friar Tuck. It's called Friar Tuck and His Psychedelic Guitar. And on that record, this track, Lue Lue, spelled with an S, not an E, so Lewis Lewis from Friar Tuck.
Lue Lue, oh yeah.
saying every night at 10 I lay her again. He's saying three nights and days I sailed the sea.
I can see her there, I can smell the rose that's in her hair. I said, look, oh, singing, shouting, working on out, and we gotta go. Oh, what you say now? Lord, Lord, let's try it one more time now. We gotta go, oh, yeah, to see Jamaica, the moon above. You know it won't be long, for we'll be in love. You take her in my arms. We'll never leave again. Glory, glory, ho, ho, ho. Let's try it once more. Me gotta, I said, not me, I gotta. Glory, glory, try it one more time now. We gotta, uh-huh, take it one time for me. Across the sea, on a ship, I am all alone. I never think I'll ever make it home. Oh, Lord, oh, I said, now, Lord, Lord, baby, me gotta go. Uh-huh, pull out your shirt and come on and drip and Lord, Lord, uh-huh, come on, baby, any old time. Come on, baby, let's do the twine and I'm bringing on home now. Me gotta go, I said, me gotta, uh-huh.
It's the sound of the Nomads at Aburien, Washington, together from 63 to 66, started by a group of friends in high school. They played a lot of gigs at a venue called Spanish Castle, watching bands such as the Wailers, the Kingsmen, the Dynamics, and the Frantics. They also happened to have a 1936 Packard hearse, joining that great tradition of 60s garage bands with amazing band transport. So the Nomads, with their cover of Lue Lue. Bringing us to the end of this special episode of Retrospect, marking International Lue Lue Day for the first time, perhaps the only time. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've heard something you've never heard before. Your feedback's always welcome. Instagram or Facebook, just search for Retrospect Garage Punk. And remember, back episodes available, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and a whole bunch of podcasting apps. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental. This is off a comp called Battle of Ratfink Hill, Crude Unissued Pittsburgh Instrumentals, 1961 to 63. It's a 2011 release on Norton Records. This is called Louis Louis Lue from the Keys. And I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Come on there, kid. What the heck you waiting? Let's do that. Louis Louis. Thank you.
with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.
In the third verse, he says, let's cut a rug, babe, we're so in love.
No, in the third verse, he says, she's got a wang on, I move it above.
He is talking about Jamaica.
What's a wang on? Listen, here it comes, listen.
Me, she's got a wang on, I move it above.
I love this song.